Thank you, Elise. Maybe I will quickly touch on the question of Professor Njikian about the issue of value addition by OPEC countries, facing OPEC countries. And I think that your question raised the issue of alignment between those oil and gas dependent countries, whether they are developed or underdeveloped. The interests are aligned. They face the risk of stranded assets. They face the risk, they have been building a lot of infrastructure that is at risk. The problem of skills, I've just made the point that according to EIA, it's a $1 trillion question if reskilling is not there. We at UNCTAD, as a norm and global agenda setting, we provide the platform to discuss those things and is bringing the issue of just energy transition. And then we can debate how just is just. What does that mean? What is just? So it's the question that the OPEC countries are facing as well. So for the sake of time, we are going to wrap up now. I thank all the speakers for their presentations and the delegate for their contributions. We talked about the risk of stranded asset, including stranded skills. We are very happy to know that the oil and gas industry is coming together to cooperate and really be part of the solution in this climate impact. We talked about the fact that greening energy is also a solution to value addition. And we saw the fantastic work of the port of Suape, the industrial port of complex, which can be an example that will inspire all of us. And with that, I would like to thank all the contribution, and I would like to pass the floor to the chair. Thank you.